Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So not the devil. This is the lament of one of the CNN commentators, all about Mike Johnson, the newly elected House Speaker of House of Representatives. I kid you not, folks. He's being called not the devil. He's being called milquetoast. He's being called somebody that the left cannot demonize. Well, I don't know, folks. Sounds like a good plan to me to elect somebody who they just can't use the regular tricks on. We'll tell you all about that right here, right now, as we begin this Thursday edition of the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, again, for this live Thursday morning edition. And, of course, we're broadcasting to our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860 The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country by way of the GCN network. And by the way, if you'd like live links to listen to the program via a stream, simply go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. We got links there to listen live to the program as well. So you definitely want to check that out. If you'd like to send me a direct message this morning as we go through the overnight hours, you're welcome to do that as well. Simply click on Send Kyle Live, or a direct message, I should say, and we'll see that here during the broadcast. Now, if you'd like to call in and you'd like to be part of the program that way, if you'd like to call in and opine, you can dial us up at 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959, and we'd love to hear from you in that regard as well. Now, if you're working in the overnights all across America, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're working a shift, if you're up late, if you're part of law enforcement, if you're part of first responders, well, we want to welcome you, give you a very special welcome to the program as well. We're going to ride along with you this morning. We're going to bring you up to date on all the different news items, and also, of course, all of the politics, because we are the place for news and politics in the overnights all across America. So once again, 949-822-7959 is the number. Now, before we get started, about now we have a Speaker of the House, so we can say things like, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, and then there's actually somebody to hear that and to respond, which is actually a very good thing, because obviously going several weeks without a Speaker of the House has been incredibly trying. It has put us into a very bad position, but now, of course, hopefully we can start to get things back on track. And Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, I think may do just a great job. He's getting a lot of accolades already, especially from the likes of people like Newt Gingrich. So we'll tell you some of that. We'll actually have some audio clips for this. We have an audio clip of the new speaker talking, which I think you're going to really, really appreciate. And then we have another audio clip to play for you, which is the CNN analyst saying that somehow this particular person just is evidently not the devil. So I guess that just kind of messes up the game plan over there on the left, one might think. So we'll tell you about that. But we do have to start this morning, folks, with some very unfortunate news indeed. And this unfortunate news, of course, is that there is still a shooter at large, we understand. This from Fox News, an active shooter situation in Maine. Hospital says mass casualty, mass shooter event. At least 22 people are dead following this mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. They're looking, of course, for this particular individual. In a Wednesday night press conference, Maine Public Safety Commissioner Mike Shashuk, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, said that law enforcement is now not confirming, rather, an exact number of victims since the situation remains very fluid. But these are the numbers that we have at this hour. And again, this on Wednesday night, the Lewiston Police Department identified Robert R. Card, of Bowdoin, Maine, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, as a person of interest, according to a law enforcement. Card is a firearms instructor. Authorities said that he should be considered armed and dangerous. Law enforcement is attempting to locate this person as a person of interest regarding the mass shooting. And also, of course, he's evidently had some mental illness issues, according to these reports, including hearing voices. And again, this is what's being reported. So all of this has to be confirmed, obviously, but they may be dealing with someone who obviously has some very, very deep-seated issues. Our thoughts and prayers, our hearts are broken, again, because of this terrible act where at least 22 people that we know of so far have lost their lives. It is devastating. It is incredibly sad and heartbreaking. And as we get more information, as we go through the program this morning, we will bring it to you if there are any late-breaking developments, any late-breaking news items that come out as a result of this. So right now, of course, we join in mourning with our friends in Maine for this terrible, terrible act of murder and aggression. We're just very, very sorry about this. Absolutely. Okay, so in the time we have left, we're going to go to the break here in just a moment. But yes, we do have a new speaker. Yes, he made a very compelling speech, which we're going to hear a little bit on the other side of the break. We're also taking a look, of course, at the developments in Israel. We have some great audio as well of the President of the United States answering questions about the hostages and about our response there in that part of the world. Evidently, and get this, folks, the National Security Council spokesperson Kirby has said that he gives Joe Biden an A-plus on foreign policy. It's that easy. It must be that easy, folks. You can just get an A-plus. Super easy. Tell you what, stay right there because we have much more to tell you about as we come back from the other side of the break. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Moving across your radio dial all through the overnights in America. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call in and opine, you can head over to my home website, by the way, of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And there you'll find the ability to send me a direct message. You'll also be able to find some live links for the program. And especially if, for example, if something happens to your radio that night or you're out of the area, you know, you can always find me at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can pick up the live streams and the podcast and all the great stuff over there that you might need. So once again, KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. All right. So once again, folks, we have a lot to tell you about this morning. Let's listen in here, I believe, if we can find it here, and that is what was happening with the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. And, of course, he was elected just yesterday. That is a very – well, first of all, it's a great thing because, obviously, we can't go too long without a Speaker of the House. This from Reuters. The U.S. House of Representatives elected Republican Mike Johnson, a conservative with little leadership experience, as Speaker on Wednesday, ending a turbulent 3 weeks that left the rudderless chamber unable to carry out any of its basic duties. Well, they had a Speaker pro tem, that's for sure, but the 220 to 209 party line vote elevated Johnson to the powerful role that has been vacant since Kevin McCarthy was ousted on October 3rd by a small group of his fellow Republicans. Johnson, 51 years old, he's from Louisiana, by the way. We want our allies around the world to know that this body of lawmakers is reporting again to our duty stations. And that is definitely happening. And we're very, very glad about that, because obviously, again, you need to have him, have a speaker, I should say, in place. Because if you don't, then stuff comes along and things can happen, and all of a sudden you could be in a real world of hurt as a result of that. So once again, let's listen in here just real briefly to some of the things that new Speaker Johnson was talking about. He talked about the deficit, as a matter of fact, and that's huge, because obviously this goes into the budget, the spending, and that clock is ticking up to, I believe, November 17th or the 18th, if I recall correctly. So they don't have a lot of time to get this done. But let's listen to a little bit about what Mike Johnson said after being elected Speaker.
The greatest threat to our national security is our nation's debts. And while we've been sitting in this room, that's right, the debt has crossed almost $33.6 trillion. And the time that it's going to take me to deliver this speech will go up another $20 million in debt. It's unsustainable. We have to get the country back on track. Now, we know this is not going to be an easy task, and tough decisions will have to be made. But the consequences, if we don't act now, are unbearable. We have a duty to the American people to explain this to them so they understand it well. And we are going to establish a bipartisan debt commission to begin working on this crisis immediately.
Well, hear, hear. That's exactly what we should be doing. And really move on.
We all know that we also live in a time of bitter partisanship. It was noted. And it's been on display here today. Right? When our people are losing their faith in government, when they're losing sight of the principles that made us the greatest nation in the history of the world, I think we got to be mindful of that. We're going to fight. We're going to fight vigorously over our core principles, because they're at odds a lot of times now in this modern era. We have to sacrifice sometimes our preferences, because that's what's necessary in a legislative body.
Okay.
But we will defend our core principles to the end.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. We're going to come back to Speaker Johnson here in just a moment, because first I want you to hear what was said over on CNN about it's hard, get this, folks, it's hard to demonize Mike Johnson. I don't know. It's like, oh no, it's completely upended the strategy. We can't use the same cookie cutter strategy. We can't call him a threat to democracy. We can't call him. You got to hear this in their own words. Let's listen in here. This is Gloria Borger, I believe, talking about how Mike Johnson is just hard to demonize. Let's listen in.
I think he is a person who's hard to demonize. You know, it's very easy to demonize somebody like a Jim Jordan, who's a firebrand. He's out there, he's fighting, and then Donald Trump can demonize an Emmer because he didn't believe the election was rigged. But you have this kind of, I don't want to use the word milquetoast, that's not quite the right word. He's a serious person who is not prone to getting in big, huge fights with people. He is known as a listener, I was told.
Oh, no.
He is hugely conservative, but he doesn't wear it on his sleeve all the time. So he can get along with moderates and listen to them. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Ukraine aid, for example. But, you know, he's not the devil.
He's not the devil. Well, that is quite a quote. I mean, if you ask somebody what they think of another person and they say, well, he's not the devil. You know, that's got to be, I wish I could do a great Nicolas Cage impression, because I want to say, that's high praise, right? Right? So, I mean, you're not the devil. Okay. Well, it throws everything topsy-turvy, evidently, for this CNN commentator, because they can't really go off on their normal sort of journey of demonizing people. So I got to tell you, if that's a curveball and they can't hit it, That's great. That's really we're starting off good. All right. Let's see. I tell you what. I think we can take a call here. I think we've got. I believe this is Jack in Riverside calling us this morning. Good morning, Jack in Riverside. Are you there? Hello, Jack in Riverside.
Hi. Yeah. We've got voices on the phone doubling over.
Okay, we can fix that. So go ahead and tell me what you think. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah, I can. The reason I'm calling is we have got to calm down. We've got to stop this over-emotionalism. And the most important thing is the attack on Gaza has to be halted. The bombing has to be halted. The killing has to be halted. Enough people have died. Enough people have died. It's time to decide whether you want to be for a devil incarnate or whether you want to be for Jesus. Is this nation going to go down the tubes with retribution and mass murder and vengeance and vengeance and blood and blood? Or are we going to come back? Are we going to come back to Jesus? Are we going to come back to the best of America, not the worst of America? So my fellow Americans out there, it is up to every one of you to think about this and to calm down and to realize, what do you stand for? Who do you want to stand for? Mm-hmm. Do you want to stand for vengeance and killing and death of evil? Or do you want to redeem the soul of America like Dr. King said? We've got time, but we don't have that much time. And we've got to redeem the soul of America. We've got to get back to being America the beautiful, America the good, America the country of not vengeance, the America the country of love and brotherhood mm-hmm. and understanding and forgiveness and forgiveness.
Well, I appreciate that, Jack, and I'm sure that the sentiments are there. And obviously, though, when you have rogue nation states like Iran, perhaps planning something else in the offing that goes against America, we have to defend ourselves.
Iran radio comes on my phone automatically. They came on in English, and the woman announcer said, "We respect Israel. We don't want people killed in Israel. We want peace with Israel." So the problem is the government installed by Brzezinski in 1979 under Jimmy Carter, CIA government, the people hate it there. We don't have to bomb Iran. We just got to take out the Ayatollah and the Revolutionary Guard. And Cyrus the Great rescued the Jewish people from Babylon. So all we need is to have Israel and Iran get together.
All right.
It's Cyrus the Great's birthday.
All right.
National holiday.
Well, thank you, Jack in Riverside. We hear the music coming up. That means we're heading to the break. But thank you very much for your call. And, of course, obviously, we always want to have peace. But if you have a nation state or terrorists that attack you, you also have to defend yourself. No doubt about that. Thanks again, Jack in Riverside. Stay right there, everybody. Coming right back.
Third Watch. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Reports say at least 10 people are dead after a mass shooting in Maine. Police say dozens more are injured, and they're searching for the shooter in the city of Lewiston. Police have released an image of a man with what appears to be an assault rifle. Speaking from the White House Wednesday, President Biden has issued a stern caution to Iran regarding potential assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11. To go after ISIS and prevent the reemergence in the region.
He conveyed to Iran's supreme leader that the U.S. would take action in response to any further attacks perpetrated by Iran against American soldiers. The newly elected Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, expressed his intent to immediately get to work.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now.
I'm Dame Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Warren. Yes, you are, and welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you as we roll across your radio dial all through the overnights across America in the AM. I just love saying that, of course, and we've got some great music bringing us back there right now. And by the way, if you're listening to us there in near Jackson, Tennessee, West Tennessee, WTJS 93.1 FM, we're really glad that you're with us, and we'd love to hear from you. 949-822-7959, that's the number, 949-822-7959, and we're starting to say hello, specific hellos to some of our affiliates, and we're going to get through all of them, I think, eventually. But we're really glad that you're there. It really means a lot, and especially when we get messages from all over the country every night, when we hear what people have to say, some of the things they send in via direct message. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can go there and send me a direct message, or you can opine on the air with me and our guests as we go through the overnight hours, 949 949- 877-822-7959. That's the number. So, again, welcome to everybody listening in on WTJS there in Tennessee, and we're really glad to have you with us. Well, you know, I want to bring you a little bit more about what the speaker, new Speaker Johnson, said, but I do also want to comment. I appreciate the call very much from Jack in Riverside, and we hear from him often here on the program. I do think, I mean, America should be always striving for peace. There's no doubt about that. America should be striving for peace. America should be that shining city on a hill. America is the hope that I think the world has ultimately. Everybody, I mean, in terms of their own nation, especially our friends, our allies who are free and so forth, they have a special love, a special patriotism for their country. Well, Americans are no different. And America has always been that shining city on a hill. It's always aspired to be better. You know, America moves in the right moral direction. The caller mentioned Dr. King. As I grew up in the shadow of Dr. Martin Luther King and the legacy of Dr. King, my interpretation, my impression, and my perception of our great nation is that because of people like Dr. King, because of the civil rights movement, because we have the ability to change in this country, we can follow the right moral direction as we continue this great experiment, which is the United States of America. That, again, you know, all men are, and women, of course, all people are created equal. Right? They're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolutionary ideas that your rights and my rights don't come from a group of people sitting around a table saying, you have this right today, but you don't have that right. We can take it away tomorrow because we just decide. One of the most revolutionary and groundbreaking and historic notions in the Declaration of Independence, for example, is that we're all created equal, that we're endowed by our Creator, that this comes from a higher place. It comes from God. It comes from our Creator. And so a group of men or a man or a person cannot simply take that away from you and simply say, I'm sorry, that's null. You don't get that. And so that's, again, you know, and America, you know, as I said, always moving in the right moral direction. That's our secret weapon, my friends. You look around at some of these other countries that, for example, the Taliban, the Tehran regime, Hamas governing in Gaza. Do you think for a minute that they are saying to themselves, you know, people are created equal, and they're created equal by their Creator, and they're given these inalienable rights. Do you think for a minute that they're sitting around thinking like that, that they somehow believe that that their function as a government or leaders is to empower the people to be more free, to have more opportunity, to excel more, and to advance more? Well, of course not. That's just, it's just, you know, just complete, well, can I use a Joe Biden phrase? It's malarkey. It's just malarkey, and we all know that. So, again, I ask you, you know, do they have that kind of thing in place for their people? And, of course, they don't. Tell you what, looks like we have another call coming in. Let's go over here to line one, and let's check out the caller here. Caller, good morning. You're on the program. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Kyle. This is John from Sarasota.
Hey, John from Sarasota. Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great this morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I just listened to your little bicentennial moment there. And,
yeah, a little spontaneity this morning, yes.
Little spontaneity. I don't want to be disagreeable, but I think your premise sounds good, but I think those rights, inalienable rights you're talking about, are being removed in our country, and they're being removed really quickly. And I think we have people in place in the government and other agencies that are forcing things down our throats where we don't have those rights anymore, and we're losing them quickly. For example, I heard about the civil selective service. If you're 18 years old now and you don't register for the military, there's a possibility you won't get a driver's license. There's a possibility that you won't get a student loan. There's a possibility that you won't get job training. So this system we put in place is corroding very quickly.
Well, you know, John, I don't wholeheartedly disagree with what you're talking about. I'm talking about, again, you're right, sort of the bicentennial moment, what we aspire to, what makes our nation great, what is our foundation. But you're right, there are people who try to work against that, specifically when it comes to the Second Amendment, for one thing, and, of course, also to the First Amendment. We've seen so many, so much controversy about, for example, social media being influenced by the government when people should be able to express themselves, and the government has no business squelching your speech.
I agree with you, but what other country can you come to and support terrorism openly and march, be disrespectful to the Constitution here, and just do this? I don't see how I think what's happened is we're becoming dinosaurs in our country, and this is a place now where you could voice anger, you could voice hatred, you could voice whatever it is you dislike about your opinion. I understand that. That's freedom of speech, but against what's going on in the country you originally come from. So
I hear what you're saying, because you feel like, especially people who have come to this country and they live among Americans, they see the openness, they see the freedom, they see our abilities here, but yet they still believe somehow that America's bad, or they're sort of rooting, as Joe Biden would say, for the other team, and that's not cool. But they do have a right to peace. Protest, but the idea is that, of course, they've identified themselves as being so far out of touch that and they have these dangerous ideas, and we have to be incredibly careful, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, the caller said something about Dr. Martin Luther King. The difference with Dr. Martin Luther King, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's an opinion, is we were segregating people in our country that were Americans at the time. We weren't segregating the people that came from a different country with different opinions. These were Americans that were being treated horribly because of their race or color.
Indeed.
And now, what's happening is we're second-rate citizens in our own country.
Indeed. Hey, John, do you want to hold on over the break? Because we're going to hit the break. It's a hard break.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, hold on. Hold on there for a second. Folks, we're coming right back. Stay right.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
That never gets old, does it? I came down here because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue across your radio dial and the overnights all across America this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number. We're going to get into our song of the hour here before we go into the Trucker and Traveler's Report here in just a minute. We got a great song lined up for you. But we wanted to hold over John in Sarasota to sort of finish our conversation here real quick. John, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Well, you mentioned about Dr. King and so forth, and I really meant it. When I was growing up, it really was compelling, the idea of judging people not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. But you're right. Right now, of course, we do have people who have come in. We do have bad actors. And some of these people have come into this country illegally, and they're terror operatives. I mean, this is really scary.
Well, this is a new norm. This is a new norm. This situation we're being sold is a bad bill of goods. This goes against everything, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our founding fathers left the rule and the British monarchy for. And how they sell this to the people and how we're allowing it is beyond, it's just beyond my mind anyhow.
Well, it really is. And those bad actors that come in, they have every intention to try to take away your rights. I mean, it's even different than just, you know, standard issue Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative sort of volleying back and forth. These are people who, you know, honestly, look at Tehran, look at Hamas, look at the Taliban, look at any of these authoritarian, you know, sort of fascist type regimes that just rule with an iron fist.
And the situation with that is we have supporters of that in our country right now.
Indeed.
And that is a big part of what I think is how do they sell people this bill of goods.
I know. It really is. It's really crazy.
It is. Do I have a way to put an end to it? You know a politician's lying when his lips are moving, and the situation at hand. When we were in the Second World War, they set up the concentration camps afterwards in the United States to vet the people that were here, and I believe who did that.
Well, that would be under FDR, yeah, in World War II.
FDR, yes, sir, FDR. And they closed the borders and they took control of the country. I don't know, my friend. This is complete mayhem and chaos. And the one thing I agree with that guy from California is, yeah, God help us all.
Well, John, I appreciate the call very much this morning. We're going to head into our trucker and traveler report, but please call back anytime.
Thanks, Kyle. Have a good evening.
You too. Take care. All right. John in Sarasota, everybody. And that was a good call. I appreciate it. And thanks. I'm really appreciative that he would hold over through the break for us as well, because we could finish our conversation that way. Okay, folks, here we go. I told you I had a great song this morning. Well, this is 38 Special. Caught up in you. It's time to wake up, everybody, if you're traveling across the country. Yeah, 38 Special, everybody, and that's a great hit back from the 80s. And one of the cool things about 38 Special, not just about their guitar work, which is really cool and almost orchestrated to some degree, but it's the two drummers, right? They're one of the bands, right? They actually had two drummers, and they pulled it off. I'm sure that's not easy to do, by the way. It's hard to have two drummers in a band playing at the same time, but they did it, and they made it look easy. All right, folks, welcome back. Of course, this was our trucker and traveler song of hour number one, by the way. And this, again, if you're new to the program, it's designed to make sure our truckers, our travelers, that you're sort of, we get you pumping, we get you pumped up, we get you going down the road, because we got a lot of weather, and we're going to tell you here what we're seeing. Okay, we're going to start up in the northern Pacific, I should say the northwest part of the nation this morning. And if you're in the Missoula area, you've got snow all around you, and right here on the radar right now. By the way, the whole northwest part and central north of the U.S. is covered in winter storm warnings right now. So this is all the stuff we heard about last week coming on in. So now this morning, we see all kinds of snow, especially coming down I-90 if you're coming right out of Missoula, south out of Missoula. If you're down in Stevensville, okay, down U.S. Highway 93, you got all kinds of snow. That's going to reach down south of Hamilton, so be aware there. And, of course, I-90 from Missoula down to Drummond, at least right now on the radar. But you could get snow all over the place in Montana, so just be aware of that. We also see a lot of snow that's going to be south of Hamilton down into Idaho. This is going to be near Twin Falls as well. All kinds of rain coming across the interstate there. So that's I-84. So be aware of that. Then we also have a large band of snow starts as rain. Oh, by the way, if you're on I-80 near Elko, Nevada, from Elko to about Wells, I-80, you got all kinds of rain. Could be mixed with snow there as well. In some areas, and then from Salt Lake City up through Logan, heading northeast, all through northwest Wyoming to Cody, and then back into Montana, Brodus, Miles City, up through North Dakota, Dickinson, and Bismarck right now. Looks like Bismarck's getting all kinds of rain and snow in that area, so that's I-94. Definitely want to be aware of that. That's going to head on up to the border with Canada. Then, coming down through Minnesota, a band of rain starting up near Thunder Bay up in Canada, I believe, and that's going to head on down towards Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and so you got all kinds of rain going through there, so that's going to go right smack dab through St. Cloud, Montevideo, and so forth. Then south of that, Des Moines, Iowa, east over to Davenport, Chicago, Illinois right now, all kinds of rain, and sort of rounding this out right now, we've got all kinds of rain, heavy and moderate rain coming up in Texas right now. This is going to be north of San Antonio. If you're up near Kerrville, you've got all kinds of rain. And then it's going to be moderate and heavy from at least Junction and then heading northeast up through Dallas, up to Fort Smith, Oklahoma. So you've got that. That's straddling the border right there. I believe actually Fort Smith is going to be, of course, on the Arkansas side. Sorry about that. And then a little bit on up into Missouri. So if you're traveling out there right now, you want to be very, very careful. We've got a lot of weather. And certainly if you're up in the higher elevations, you want to make sure you got your chains ready. You might be hanging iron this morning. Tell you what, stay right there. You're going to hear your top of the hour news. We're coming right back after that. We have so much more to do on this program this morning. We're glad you're there. Kyle Warren with you right back after this.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.